News, I'm Joe Palca. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said during a Tuesday news conference that legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China is dead.
But there are still lingering doubts about the government's sincerity or worries whether the government will restart the process in the Legislative Council. So I reiterate here, there is no such plan. The bill is dead.
Now, Lam did not say whether the bill is being withdrawn, as protesters have demanded. Bonnie Leung is a Civil Human Rights Front member.
If our five demands still not to be heard by Carrie Lam and her government, the Civil Human Rights Front will continue to hold protest and assembly.
The bill sparked massive demonstrations from the moment it was introduced in April, with opponents alarmed about extraditing criminal suspects to China, which has substantially different legal system than Hong Kong. A U.S. congresswoman says the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is engaged in a cover-up in response to an inspector general's report that found poor conditions and dangerous overcrowding at Texas border stations. A senior member of the House Committee on Homeland Security, Sheila Jackson Lee, made her comments Monday after touring a border facility which has been criticized for its treatment of migrant children held there.
There are two babies here and seven adults. It is clear that there's been an effort pursuant to last week for an outright cover-up. We're grateful, of course, that only two babies are here, but the idea is to ensure that actual work has been done.
She also says that the Department of Homeland Security officials have failed to say how they will utilize the $4.6 billion appropriated by Congress to address the issues in the report. This is VOA News. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the 3.67% limit set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the nuclear deal last year and imposed tough sanctions on Iran. The U.S. State Department has approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. The agency said the package would not alter the basic military balance in the region. The potential deal will likely anger China, Taiwan's bitter cross-strait rival. The U.S. switched diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to China in 1979, but U.S. presidents are bound by law to supply it with arms and to come to its defense. New research suggests that the likelihood of teens using pot is slightly reduced in U.S. states where marijuana is legal for recreational use. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Researchers with Montana State University analyzed surveys of youth behavior from 1993 into 2017 and found the odds of teens using pot dropped almost 10% after it started becoming legal. It matches another study that found a decline after 2014 when recreational pot was allowed in Washington state. One reason, they say, may be that it's harder for teens to buy marijuana from a licensed dispensary than from a dealer, and that the cost might be higher. About 20% of U.S. high school students use marijuana. That's unchanged since 2015 after an earlier decline. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Jeffrey Epstein, a U.S. hedge fund billionaire, pleaded not guilty Monday to charges that he ran a sex trafficking ring. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman of Southern New York accuses billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing dozens of young girls, some as young as 14, at his homes in New York and Florida.
First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
Epstein is accused of paying underage girls hundreds of dollars in cash for massages and then molesting them from 2002 through 2005. He's also accused of getting some of the teenagers to recruit others for him. Prosecutors oppose his release on bail. His bail hearing is next Monday. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.